I'm working with a group in Germany in a project supported by the Volkswagen Foundation to try to develop a sound-based substitute system for blind people, to try to train blind people to use sounds to interpret visual images. What the system does is to scan visual scenes and transform those visual scenes into a pattern of sound according to a very simple set of rules, depending on the angles and the lines that make up the scene. So when the person looks at a scene, they might hear a funny sound like something like that, and they can learn what really remarkably well what that means in terms of the image in front of them. And after what we're finding is that after a lot of practice with this, people report that they actually visualize the things in front, or they sort of see them in front of them, and are able to identify objects, recognize objects, even objects that they haven't seen before. Some of the things they used to train with, they see time after time, or they hear time after time, they get to know them. But if you suddenly throw in one that they've never seen before, they do very well at describing what it looks like, even though it's purely presented to them on the basis of sound.
Does that work by representing changes in angle or different types of surface? So if something was smooth, it would produce a particular kind of sound, or if something had a right-angled surface, for example, or something was quite bumpy. I mean, I don't know whether it can quite go into texture.
No, it doesn't contain texture information. It just contains boundary information. Mm. So it's only shapes. So although we can use the scanning system to look at photographs of real objects, it reduces them to a very simple description of the outline shapes.
Which is fantastically helpful, though, for example, navigating around a room, or being able to look at a computer screen, or or a photograph, as you said.
Yes, it's possible. I have to say, I think we've got a long way to go before it's conceivable that this could be used routinely. A lot of training is required, and rather...
How long would it take to train someone up to the degree that you describe?
Well, some weeks, really. Weeks of experience, and not everybody's as good as everyone else. But it's conceivable we can get better at this if we learn what's going on. And one of the things that seems to be going on is that the visual parts of the brain are becoming activated by these sounds. To begin with, even in blind people, sounds don't produce much activity in the visual area. It's not surprising because, visual areas are for vision. But gradually, as they learn the task, there's more activity in the back of the head. So if we could find some way of perhaps encouraging that, helping the brain to form the view, connections, it could enable learning to take place much more quickly.